deeper. We thank you because you are alive today. And we thank you, Lord God, for your grace at work in our life, for your power manifest through us. We give you praise. We worship you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God's people said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Of God and the glory of God upon our lives and a manifestation of that presence, that power, and how we can walk in it, in all that God has given to us. We've been talking about the effect of the cross of Christ, understanding and applying and enjoying the cross. We said we're walking in our power, we're walking in authority, walking in favor, we can bind, we can lose, we can see things happen in our lives because of the cross. Hallelujah. As believers today, we have to stand upon the cross. We must stand upon the cross. We must live by the cross. Hallelujah. Our experiences, the experience of our lives, the experience of our lives must align with the cross. The experiences of our lives must align with the cross. We must enjoy the benefit of the cross. We have to. Somebody says, why will you talk about prosperity? Why do you have to be great? Why would you be big? How can you be blessed? How can you talk about binding, losing authority, power, and you can make things happen in your life? We say simply because of the cross. Our lives must align with the cross. Come on, the glory of the effect, the things we see in our lives, they must align with the price paid for us on the cross. Somebody went to the cross and shed his blood, brothers and sisters. Somebody went to the cross and died. So I have no option but to prosper. Somebody said, what kind of a message is that? What kind of a talk is that? What kind of a talk is this when somebody paid the price for me and I can't enjoy what the person paid for? That's worse. That's terrible. That's not the Christian message. That's not the word of God. That's annoying. Somebody paid the price. I say I have to prosper. I have to be great. I have to be blessed. And somebody says, why would you say that? I said, because of the cross. Because somebody paid the price. And so when I stand and I declare in the name of Jesus, going out blessed, I'm coming in blessed. That's because of the cross. When I say the path of the just is shining light, I go brighter and brighter. And I'm going to go brighter and brighter in my life. I'm going to shine because of the cross. God is glorified in our rule and in our reign. God is glorified in our shine. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. That is God's plan for your life. Hallelujah. That your life win many to the kingdom. That your life bring many to Christ, to He, to the kingdom. That's God's plan for your life. So we can desire or want to live a defeated life and then think that we are aligning with the cross. We are not aligning with the cross. We're not aligning with the effect of the cross. Hallelujah. There's a law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And that law has set me free from the law of sin and death. So when Jesus Christ came to die for you and for me, He set us free from the law of sin and death. So therefore, sin and death should not have any effect in our lives anymore. When Jesus Christ came to die, when Jesus Christ died for us, let's put it this way, He put us on a plane. He put us on a plane, set the plane up, and we can operate now the law of lift. The law of gravity should not have effect in our lives. We should fly. We should rule and reign. Up there. Hallelujah. And so, he made provision. I like that word. Christ made provision for you and for me to live in divine health. So we should not live. We should not live. We should not want to. Listen to me. We should not want to live anything short of divine health. Somebody says, but Pastor, right now I'm experiencing, I experience this stuff here, I experience that stuff here, there's still financial issue here, there's not. I know, but when we come to the Word of God, when we come to God, when we come to church, God opens our eyes, the Word of God opens up to us a new life. It opens up to us a new picture. It opens up to us a greater picture. So that you and I can begin to aspire for that picture. So when we come to the Word of God, it is not to confirm where we are. Is to confirm who and where we can be. Hallelujah. So don't try to make your experiences align, fit into the Word of God. No, try to make the Word of God fit into your life. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That word, you should make it fit into your life. Don't make that defeat you are experiencing fit into the word of God. You hear what I just said? Don't make your experiences fit into the word of God. When we come to the word of God, we're coming to get the real experience. I'm coming to know the real me. Do you understand that? But look at the man. Oh, I think we should turn there. You enjoyed when we turn there. Take your Bibles with me to the book of James. James. Glory, glory. I just feel so alive with the anointing on every side. I think there are people here also drawing the anointing. They're drawing the anointing. James. James. Chapter number 1. Verse number 24. For he who observes himself. Okay, verse 23. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, he goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in what he does. We come to the mirror, to the word of God, to look at who we are. Hallelujah. To see who we really are. It's like I check the receipt to know what you have purchased for me. You know, the place you go, there's this wedding, somebody I know. The wedding, he put a list of stores on the IV card, a list of stores, supermarkets, you can go to purchase his wedding gifts. So don't come with the gifts. You just go there, pay for the stuff, get the receipts, and come with the receipts. That's what he did, and a lot of people do it. And so he did it, and a lot of people come to receive. Now, with the receipt, he knows what he has in the store. Are you still here? So when we look at the receipt, he might not stay. Are you here? Powerful. He might not have a refrigerator in his house right now, but the receipt says somebody has paid for a refrigerator. Ooh, glory. You see, when we come to the word of God, we must not come to look at our experiences. We must come to find what God has provided for us in Christ Jesus. We can't run away from Christ Jesus. It's not only in the place of prayer we say in Jesus' name. Jesus is the reason we are alive. Jesus is all we've got. Jesus is all I've got. Hallelujah. And so, the word of God, when we come to God, we ought to open up our hearts and say, Lord, what do you have for me? He says you are more than a conqueror. He says you are a victor. He says whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. That's what the word of God says. That's what the receipt says. Yeah! Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, and now this is the receipt. He tells us everything that the receipt that his death purchased. When you really say whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. You say, but pastor, I'm not seeing those things in my life. But what does the word of God say? He said, whatsoever is born of God, and I am born of God. You say, I overcome this world. That's how we roll. Hallelujah. That's how you must come to the word of God. You must come to see who you are, and then go back and take that stand. Not come and say, this is how I am. They look at the word of God and say, you see, it fits in. Oh. And then, well, all these things doesn't fit in. It's not what I'm experiencing. We didn't say it's not necessarily what you have right now. We say it's what you should have. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's what you should have. So, what the Word of God has done, does for us, is that it gives us a picture. It gives us a picture. And that picture creates a hunger in our hearts for more. That picture tells us who we are, creates in our heart a hunger for more. That picture creates an expectation. I expect to walk in divine help because the word of God says so. That picture gives me a hunger not to settle for the status quo. Because I see that the Bible says I have overcome the world. Guess what? So I refuse to settle for anything less than that. That scripture makes you fight. You need to understand that. Just imagine someone is going, living his life, just there, managing, going through, and then one day cleaning his late father's room, and then stumbles upon the wheel. When he reads the will and finds out that the house in Lagos belongs to him, his will there, he was okay before. He was okay before. They used to give him 10,000 every month. He felt that was cool. He felt I could use that 10K and do this stuff and do that stuff. But now, guess what? Now that he knows, he says, all right, can we have a meeting? We need to have a meeting. Are we together here? The word of God should make us go back, leave here, and go and have a meeting. I want to have a meeting. I can't be like this anymore. Somebody said, why? You just came back from church. Because the word of God showed me something. I just saw something about who I am. I just noticed my heritage. I just know my heritage. Now, poor devil, get out my finances now. That means I'm more than a conqueror. And he says, and then I want to try to challenge you. What do you mean? Then he said, because he said so, he brings the word. It is written. It is written. Ooh, glory. It is written. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said, it is written. Written concerning me. This is the reason the things that have been written concerning my life. So immediately we know who we are. Bible says we should not forget who we are. He said, he immediately forgets what manner of man he is. He forgets. The word of God tells us what. I mean, have you looked into the mirror? Come on, ladies will get this more. Come on. They're here. Did you look into the mirror and you felt everything is okay? But when you talk, you felt that thing didn't come, the curve here wasn't the way you want it to be. And then you go back and look at it again. And you say, no, it's okay. Then as you turn again, you remember, oh, that strand, you have to go back. You know, when you look into the mirror, it tells you, it shows you who you should be, and you see it, and then you could immediately, temporarily, probably it didn't strike you, but you just what? I remember who I am. You turn back and look at it. No, that's not happening there. Come on, are we together? We must not forget who we are. We must go back and say, this is who my father says I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glorious introduction. Come on, take your Bibles. We're not started today's work. Take your Bibles. Hallelujah. Take your Bibles. I've come to church. I've come to learn of Christ. My mind is open. My heart is receptive. I am transformed. Glory to God. We began to talk about, we've been talking about the power of God and all that, and I've been showing you limitations and things that stop us, that affect us from walking in the power of God. And last week, we began to talk about who by reason of use, have their senses exercised. We said something very powerful. I'm going to go over this again. The word of God, the word of God is given to us so that we can exercise ourselves. And I said something. I said the baby taking steps. Come on, the baby taking steps. He the baby's crawling. He's seeing everybody walking. He says, do you know that that's one thing that makes that what I just said, just that stuff I just shared with you just now, is that aspiration. You know what makes children walk? It's because we are walking. Do you know? You should know. Your child is going to walk because you're walking. They see people walking. They see that they're not going on all four. The mother stands and picks him up with that hand. And he says he feels it. He's in his mind. There's a bigger picture. I can't be like this. They're going to crawl, but I can't be like this. So the baby does something. He gets up, holds up to something, and then, or sometimes they hold the brother, they hold the cord, and they try to pull themselves up. And you see children do it, and they smile. They smile. They are happy. Oh, glory. They are happy when they begin to meet up with the standard that they see. That's the truth. That's the time when you get fulfillment in your Christian walk, when you begin to meet up with the Word of God. Hallelujah. They smile, and then they smile. And they hold the stuff, and they smile. And then they stumble, and then they fall again. But they get up again. You know, and then they begin to take some steps without holding anything. And then guess what? They pray. You begin to encourage them. Encourage them. You need to take some steps. And I don't know if I have a witness in the house today. The baby is not trying to grow legs. She's not trying to grow legs. You know what it's doing? Exercising the legs. Glory to God. We're not trying to get power. We are exercising the power that God has given to us. That's how we grow. Who by reason of use are we together? So let's put that together and move forward today. Take your Bible to Hebrews chapter number 5. Hebrews chapter number 5. You will have to start exercising yourselves in the authority that God has given to you. You get it? In Hebrews chapter number 5, the Bible says in verse number 13, boy, that verse alone, I'm going to spend 2-3 weeks on that verse. 2 weeks, maybe two, I have stuff. Verse number 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in power? No. Unskilled in authority? No. Unskilled in the word of righteousness. He's unskilled in the word. Glory to God. I feel like just stay there a little bit. I don't want to stay there a little bit. I want to move on. I feel I'm still divided here. Should I just say something here? Unskilled in the word. The man holds a sword. You say he's unskilled in the sword, the weapon. But you see, in this case, we are told the man is unskilled in the word. What's your weapon? What's your tool? Word. Okay, leave it. Let it pass. It's passed now. See, it's right here. Don't let it pass. So let it pass. Let me ask him. Come. Stay there. Give me your Bible. Sword. Do your sword. Your sword. You see, we're doing this. Eh? And I do, boop, I get the guy. And I say, this guy, I say, it's not so skilled in the use of his weapon, sword. Skill. So we do that. And then we're trying to skill. His skill is what? He says, look at, he doesn't know how to do it. And then I can get to him. The Bible says the man is unskilled in something. Not in his sword. Not in his muzzle. He's not unskilled in his knowledge. No. He's not unskilled in his... Do you get it? He's unskilled in the word. Alright. Leave it. So let's move on. First, when we get there, we'll get there. I'll show you more scriptures. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. So somebody say, yeah. For those who are of full age. But you must understand the word of God. And I want to show you something. You must understand how to read this simple English. I'm not even trying to explain the word of God yet. This grammar. Is that in your Bible? But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, I want to explain the people, Abby. Those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. So, he now explains to us those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of what? Use, have their senses exercised. So, the full age people are people who have done something, who by reason of what? Use. The word in the Greek, I'm not a Greek guy. If you've been in church here for 2 months, you will know. But the word in the Greek is, I didn't even care about the word, I cared more about the definition of the word. The word in the Greek is the word also translated habits or practice. So, strong meat belongs to those who are full age, who by reason of practice, Strong will belong to those who by reason of habits. Last week I remember sharing with you that if you find somebody sick, ask the person, can I pray for you? If somebody something happened to you, you can practice the power of God. Practice. Strongly belongs to those who by reason of practice, they have their senses exercised. I put it to you, some of you here have never exercised a spiritual muscle. You've been here, you have muscle. It's not as if you don't have, but you've never lifted your hand spiritually. Everybody do this. Do this. You see, you've done this physically. Some people, spiritually, you've never done that. Because the Bible said by reason of use, by reason of practice, they have their sense exercise. Just the way we said the baby is not trying to grow legs. The baby has legs. But is exercising the legs. And the more the baby child exercises the legs, what happens? The more it gets more stable. Before you know anything, it's walking better. It might not be able to run. In short, you find this happens to children a lot. They can walk straight from here to there, but if they begin to run, they begin to run in the wrong direction. Because their mind-feet coordination is not there. I want to go there, but their feet moves faster than their mind can coordinate themselves to be straight. So they can run away from even where they're going to. And so they can't run yet. And that's why you find yourself, why you're always falling. If they take the steps faster, they'll fall. You see, now this way I'm going to, by reason of use, they have their sense exercise. The number three issue, if you feel like my three, so I'm talking about two issues. Number three issue is that most Christians have never exercised their authority. If you've never prayed for a sick person in this place, you never exercise your authority over sickness. In that area, you are a child. I mean a big child. With all the power, and so sickness can whip you, but you don't have to exercise your authority. Your muscle in that area is still very weak. You see, healings take place. You see the power of God. You say, boy, no, he has been exercising himself for a long time. Glory to God. Are you still here? No, so what I'm saying to you is this. By reason of use, Bible says they have their senses exercised. How do they have their senses exercised? If you go back, by reason of use. The more you use it, the more you get stronger. You're exercising yourself, you get stronger in that direction. And so, most of you have never spoken the word out of your lips or power. You never said, I release you into prosperity. Never. You see, we do it a lot. We do it a lot. Us pastors. But most of you have never released somebody else. You've never even released yourself. You've never even exercised with yourself. You never even prayed for yourself. I cause this pain to go now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I cause this pain. Laka, brasike, pain. Leave my body. Not exercise that. The more you do that, the more you get stronger. Hallelujah. Problem. Skilled. Skilled is the word. I think that's better. Skilled is the word. You get better as a skill. The issue is this. Are you still here? Are you sure? If you've gone home, say amen. Alright. As slow as I was, I wasn't trying to trick anybody. That was not a trick. I said, are you here? If you've gone home. Alright, please come back. Devil. A devil. The devil is a liar. The devil is lying. Because what happens to us is that the reason, two things. Come on, everybody say two things. If you're taking notes, these things are important, or else you get a message. Two things. First thing, if you're taking notes, the reason why a lot of people do not exercise themselves at all is because they are afraid to fail. They are afraid to fall. But if every child believed that stuff, I mean, all of us would have been crawling today. They walk and they fall. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A lot of believers have bought a lie. That's why I said the devil is a liar. You pray for somebody, the person is sick. You pray for the person and you say in the name of God, I call that sickness to go and do that again in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then the person is still shivering the next day and I'm going to teach you something else. But let's leave this first. And the person is shivering the next day and then you now say, the power of God is, I've already seen the pastor saying the power of God. It's not real. A lot of believers back out of the things of God because they failed the first time. They bought into a lie. You hear what I said? Are you still in church? A lot of you have prayed for something or for something or for someone. Let's pray for something, first of all. God, let's pray for someone. But you pray for something and it didn't seem to click. It didn't seem to go through the way you wanted it. Come on. Are you still here? And so guess what? There's no prayer answering. God does that there. Let's not go to church. Let's go to church. But all those things of declaring the word, speaking the word, praying about things, let's leave it to one side. The devil is a liar. Because you're gonna get up and by reason of use, you're gonna pray for somebody, you're gonna declare the word over your life, you're gonna speak something, and you get that result. But it doesn't mean the word of God failed. Your application of your faith by reason of use will generate that result. And I'm going to teach you the principle actually about injecting life. That and I think they have to come hand in hand somehow. So you pray for somebody or you pray for something and you come the next day and see some way. You know what you're supposed to do again the next day? You ought to pray again and release life again. You cannot over-release life. You see, in the things of the word, in the things of the spirit, there's no overdose. I said there's no overdose. No overdose. You can keep speaking the word and speaking the word and speak the word 10 times. Never too much. And if you seem not to get the result you want now, you come back tomorrow, go over it another 10 times. Who by reason of use, they have their senses exercised. So the devil gets many people not to even take the step at all. They're not going to do what I'm talking about now. You know why? Because they're afraid. Fear. You know, everything I'm talking about now is getting us to one point. Fear. Oh, we're talking about the power of God. You know why you refuse to say, in the name of Jesus, stop. What about if I say, in the name of Jesus, stop? So, you're afraid. You're not going to take the action. Number one. Number two, you're afraid because you took the action the first time. It seems that nothing happened. It all boils down to fear. You do that, and it seems that there seems to be no response, and you're afraid. A lot of believers have never exercised the spiritual muscle. All their life, the spiritual muscle. They're not even giving and received. So they don't understand. Are you still here? You know what happens? You know why the child keeps walking? He takes a step, takes another step, falls, gets up, takes a step, exercising the muscle. Now if it becomes interesting and exciting. It becomes addicted to it. Once they start standing, they don't want to crawl anymore. Because they can move to their destination faster. And so they stand up and they keep going. Now once you've given and you stand your ground and trust God. You sow the seed. You stand your ground and trust God and you receive. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to do it again. And you're not going to give the same amount. Are you still here? I said MMM. They put in 20,000 naira and they are scared. My money. All my savings. All my savings. And then when they pay them, enter their account. I've not seen somebody that put another 20. They put 40. You see, by reason of use, confidence and trust is being built. I trust my God. I mean, my trust for God now for some people is crazy, but for some other people have not even started. You know what I'm talking about. We are different level of exercise. I tell you, I'm believing God. Right now, I'm set to sow a seed. I'm set to sow a crazy seed. I'm set to sow a crazy seed, and I trust God. Every time I release, I receive back. I'm not sowing a seed for money. You know, get wrong. And when I'm teaching you the principles of God's word, the principles that we are applying, I'm going to teach you something abstract. And so, I'm sowing a seed because I want to release my faith for that walk to stand up and to walk. For one boy to join that church. For one girl to join that church. And for somebody to begin to walk with us in that church. And for 20 people to gather on a Sunday. Right now, are you a steady? And now, I'm releasing a seed. And by reason of use, when we started this church, it was crazy. I mean, crazy. We had just that church there. This was bigger than us. We've never done this before. And this work was a big one. We had to pray. You know how many times I prayed. I prayed my life away. I prayed. Oh God, please don't let me fall. The pastor had his work. Lord, yeah, we're coming to town. You know, we're comfortable there. I'm comfortable, but I'm taking this step. Lord God, don't let me die. Lord, please don't let me die. I didn't sleep. Now, glory to God. We're standing. And guess what? So, listen to me. You know, by reason of use, I learned to trust God more and more. By reason of use, I'm exercising my spiritual muscles. You see, listen, the same thing applies to everybody. Everybody. And when we started our walk, God said to us, He said, is this what the Lord said to us? We've been walking and we've been praying and we've been in the church and went down there and we went, and the Lord said to me, He gave me a scripture. I mean, I've never seen scripture in my life. I've read the scripture. If you even quoted that 10 minutes in the Bible, I wouldn't have believed. He said, the Lord has commanded us that we should be for light to the Gentiles and should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. God says, I'm not resisting you to go. When He said that, listen to me, when He said that, we launched ourselves into this church. And that was a big deal for us. And then when we launched ourselves into this church, we began the building, setting up this place and working hard to get this place together. And we're praying for the people to come. We're praying for the finances to make it work. I mean, the finance, come on. You know, some of you saw how this place was. If you want to know, just go to the other side. You see how it was. Terrible then. We refloored this whole place. We pulled the whole roof. We refloored. Don't worry. No, I mean, what? Finances and everything needed. God, I trust you for the money. When we bought our first keyboard, it was 35,000 about 5 years ago. The first keyboard, in Pastor Place in Nubowo right now. It was 35,000. We did the project for 2 months. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I declare, money is coming. I believe in Lord. Keyboard. You know, we just come to church. I said the keyboard. We are just few people in church. I said the keyboard will improve our worship experience. Just imagine a keyboard. And we believed, and we bought it. And the money came. Somebody walked into church, one service, first time or never before. I mean, we're believing God for the money, somebody walked into church, just sat down, cool, quiet lady, welcome to church. She was there when we announced the project. I think that was the second Sunday I was announcing the project. I mean, and then the next Sunday, she came and she gave towards the project. She gave before everybody who were members of the church. I'm not joking. Good amount of money. And so I was very excited. And then the next Sunday, she came again to church. We've not even gotten the keyboard yet. And then the next Sunday, she didn't come to church. Like, I've told this story several times, but you've been in church. I'm like, Kola, how are you? You look around. He said, no, I worship somewhere else. What you got there? I said, okay. You just came from my keyboard. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. The money has come. I mean, for somebody who just walked into church, gave for the work, and left the church. The same, 2 weeks. Came, gave. Came the next Sunday and something. And get first and bigger than everybody inside the church. She gets bigger than everybody inside the church. You hear what I'm saying? Bigger than everybody inside the church. Tell me, God moved somebody's leg. And some of you say, I mean, God can work things for your favor. And I'm used to that now. And that's the fact. And then when we were doing this, when we were setting up this church, we needed hundreds of thousands. I remember when I announced the project, everybody said, the first person to give in response to this prayer was Sandra. I can never forget. So you know how thick this matter was. Sandra is there. She was the first person to respond. We announced the prayer on this Sunday. By the next Sunday, she had responded. I said, God is alive. Wow. Glory to God. I mean, somebody responded to the prayer. And then, we began to receive, and then we began to put some money together, and we came and we made payment for the place I was trying to work. But we spent a lot of money. And listen to me. By reason of use. And so because God gave us a word, that we are for salvation to the ends of the earth. I was praying, and there was a sister in our church who came to our church from a major university, and she's been watching with us, and she's been blessed, and she's been great. And I was cleaning, I was doing dishes, and the Lord said to me, I told you to go out, go into all the places, go into all the world. You are for salvation to the ends of the earth. You're not going to be restricted here. Talk to her. So I called her, I said, I want to see you. And I spoke to her, and she said, you know, Pastor, my desire was that I'll be coming to your church from Ignatian University every Sunday. So I'll sleep in my friend's house on Saturday, come in on Saturday, worship on Sunday, then I'll go back to school. I said, we don't need to do that. We can set up a walk right there in your school. You can walk with us. immediately that was going to gob some money again to print flyers and to send missionaries there. We sent some missionaries. I think Stephanie was among the missionaries we sent there. We sent Stephanie, we sent Pastor Alex, we sent some missionaries there, and then Jesus started the work. And we started the work, and it's established today. They're having service today. The pastor is coming down today. We have two pastors in IU right now, two. Glory to God. Listen to me. I'm trying to be practical with you. I can share with you a lot of things, but I'm using a very context to show you what we're doing. This very context. And so you can see, by reason of use, guess what happened? Exercise. Exercise. And we're trusting God for more. A time will come and we trust God for millions. Faith, the Faith Theater by Papa is going to go up 50 billion. I saw it yesterday. I saw the thing yesterday. It's like a stadium. It's built like an Olympic stadium. I saw the thing. It's round. Round. Faith, the Faith Theater. 100,000 seater. 100,000. The man finished 50,000 seater church. He said that's not cool enough. You know why he's doing that? By reason of what? Use. You see, it's not Greek and Hebrew, but do you understand? You need to understand it. The way we move forward in our spiritual work is by exercise. Now, he didn't do 100,000 seater. Why? He couldn't see it. He couldn't see it. It's not because he didn't want to. He couldn't see it. Can't see it. So I can't do it. Let me first take this step. I take this one. We're standing. Nobody. Let's run. you see, that's what happens. Let's do that. No, that was not. Spiritual was not his first church. His first church is before that. And so, you always need to understand. We're using this example. I'm using the example to show you how we press into our destiny. The same thing happens in your spiritual work. In your spiritual work. A lot of you have never done anything. You never prayed. A lot of you, I mean, I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm trying to show you. You never prayed. You never called for money. I called for money. I'm telling you. I called for money. You never done it. I dare you. When you live here, by reason of use, go wake up in the morning. Say, I call for money in the name of Jesus. Money locates me. From north, south, east, and west, I release money. Do it on Monday. Do it on Tuesday. Do it on Monday, do it on Tuesday. I mean, you see the response. You mean so money? Favor money enters your hand. You say glory to God. Before you know it, you start calling for 100,000, 200,000. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to show you a practical example in the Word. So you don't think I'm just trying to show you from natural things. Natural things tell us and show us the example. But I'm also going to show you from the Word of God. Are you ready? Take your Bible to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings. Second Kings chapter number 2. Who by reason of use have their senses exercised. By reason of use. Listen to me. If you do not go leave this place and begin to use this authority, you will never be exercised enough to do big things spiritually. Amen. Listen to me. Are you still here, really? Are you sure? Listen to me. It's not for some people and not for some people. It's for all of us. The difference is that some people are by reason of use, they've exercised themselves. Some people have not. Are you still in church? 2 Kings chapter number 2. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 8. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water. And it was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. This Elijah and Elisha, two of them. So Elijah took his mantle, rolled it, and struck the water. It separated. Right? Let's go down. Go to verse number 13. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water. What did he say? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over. Did that man seem like somebody that had the whole thing put together? No. Elijah did not say, where is my Lord God? When he took the mantle,
Praise the Lord, come on, Elijah.
He was scared. I'm going to show you. The next miracle he did, the next miracle, some verses, he didn't do that. Look at what he said. Next miracle, verse number 19. Then the man of the city said to Elisha, please notice the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him, put salt. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. So the water remained healed to this day. According to the saying of Elijah. Did he say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He didn't need to anymore. Did he not see the water just opened just now? Eh? He's not a great guy. He said, put salt, bring bowl. He said, bring a new bowl. They rushed to go and bring. He said, put salt. He said, give me. And then he said, now this water is healed. In the name of Jesus. He didn't say God of Elijah. He didn't ask where is the God. He knew the God was in him. The God has talked to him just now. The God is there. Who by reason of use have their senses exercised. Elisha did 8, he did 16. This was the second already. 16. Do you understand? By reason of use. The real issue. I mean, that's the real issue. Well, I'm not here. You're not taking steps. You're not willing to take any step. You know what? You're afraid. Somebody says, Pastor, are you scared? Very scared. Scared to the end of scared. If there's another word they've invented, I'm afraiding, according to my nephew. I'm afraiding. When the children speak some English, I'm afraiding. You're afraiding? I'm afraiding. He's afraid and afraiding. Let me tell you. Am I scared? Am I saying, God, how? What will I do? But I'm doing it, but we do it afraid. We take those steps, shaky, but we're doing it. We're doing it, and we're going to run sometime. Who by reason of use have their senses exercised? When you live here today, pray for somebody. Speak concerning your life. By reason of use, you are exercising your spiritual muscle. When you release a seed and see a result, nobody will tell you to release another one. I sow seed now because I see the result. I've seen results. I've given and God has never let me down. Every time we're taking a big step like this, I quickly go to my father and say, Daddy, I want to draw a seed. In short, I was cleaning my car this morning. And Lord, there was a dear man of God. I've not met him. I know his ministry. And I said, the seed must go to this guy. Seed must go. He must say some things concerning my church. You see, and we're doing that because those words, by reason of use, I know that this and you eat, when you go about bearing precious seeds, Bible says, shall come back doubtless, bringing your sheaves with you. Every farmer knows. Why are you putting all these things in the ground? By experience. Are you sure? A young guy in the midst of a difficult season, we see God to stay with a farmer, and the farmer goes up, why are you putting all this seed in the ground? Let's eat it. We can eat this one today. It's not the farmer says, you don't understand. You're just there. He says, but you know why? He knows that when he puts it inside that ground, it will come back up again. And so when I apply the word of God, I've seen results. I've seen 30. MMM. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not. Leave me alone. I know what you are all doing. You are all doing it. But okay, a word of caution. I'm using it to preach. I don't endorse it. You must understand. I don't endorse it. I'm not going to stop you from doing what you want. I don't endorse it. I'm just preaching. Amen? It's good you asked that question. I am really not. But the principle is they put something in and they find that it's producing, and then you do some more, and that is something you need to embrace in your Christian walk. Are you still here? You're gonna begin to trust God. You're gonna begin to trust God, but you have to start from some place. Really? Did you get that? You might not go about rolling around praying for people on wheelchair to get up. No. Headaches, come on, See, this is my finger. I don't even know what's wrong with my finger. It's paining me. All those kind of things don't even. I don't pray with. I don't. I can't. I just bring a, in the name of. See, those ones are the past. We finish all those things. Amen. You say today the things that I'm not even praying for it. The egg just disappears. You see what I'm talking about? So listen to me. It's by reason of use. By reason of what? Use. You come exercising your spiritual muscle. You'll be able to do great spiritual things. Amen? So you start from where you are. You start praying for pain, sickness around you, family. Bible, I told you the Greek word there is practice. Practice. And I used last week, I used a similar example for you. I said the medical doctor. When we start seeing patients, we are cautious. All up, everything is together. Then you write neatly, you say this, take this, you write. But after some time, by reason of practice, you are used to it. Somebody was telling me, you can meet a doctor in the middle of the road and say, my eyes are doing that, my child, bring your paper. Do you have a paper? Bring it by. It's not easy. And to walk. I don't want not to think. It's just something simple. Why? By reason of practice. Practice over and over again. You see those conditions over and over again. That those things are nothing for you. The devil will begin to fear you as you take those baby steps. If you allow the devil to hold you back in fear, you won't go anywhere. And you will seem to have power. You know, when you are small, to a small child, this pulpit is a big, very big thing. But by reason of use, eating, exercising, doing all he needs to do, it becomes small. So you don't really look at those obstacles and say, those things are very big. Pastor, you don't understand. I understand. They were big to me too. But now they're small. And how did it happen? Did I get more power than you when Jesus Christ died on the cross? He gave me a greater portion than your portion? Come on, are you sure? Are you sure I'm not better than you? You know, he gave me a bigger portion. You know, your portion is very small. You know, are you sure? It's by reason of use. The portion is the same. The baby is not trying to grow legs. The baby has legs. By reason of use, the legs are exercised. The muscles are able to do things. When they grab things, they can't pick things. They try to pick something, they can't pick it. By the time it comes, they'll be able to pick something. You can pick a needle. But a baby, a button, the button will be in front of them. They'll see the button jumps off somewhere. And they'll cry. Yeah! You wonder who did something wrong to them. If the button you were trying to pick, they couldn't pick. They're not able to coordinate these two things to do this. But because they are trying, come on. Because they are always trying. When they see another button, you know what they will do? They will continue trying. After some time, guess what? They will be able to coordinate it and make it happen. Are you going to stop in your Christian walk? Are you going to keep declaring the word of God? That's the Spirit. So there's no greater Holy Spirit. I don't have a bigger Holy Spirit than you have a bigger Holy Spirit, than your Holy Spirit. When Jesus Christ died for me and for you, the same death he died for us. The difference between me and you is by reason of use. I'm constantly exercising myself. Listen to me. I need to say this. Stay with me. Are you still here? I said I'm constantly exercising myself. And exercise begins to produce results when there's strain involved. Did you hear what I said? It begins to produce results when there's strain involved. Immediately I get to a comfortable level. Something I know that's not good. You know. Let me use a Papa for example. I hope you appreciate him. I appreciate him. I love him. If you don't, I don't know how to help you. I love him, and a lot of great people who are following and we're walking in their light. When he was building Faith Tabernacle, a lot of people asked him, "Where would the people come from? 50,000? Where are you going to get the people from? In Otta." People will leave faith to Otta. He said, there's an alone there. Why are you doing that? They asked him, I have the message. He played. So they asked him, where were the people? He didn't have the people. Right now, you know how many services he runs? 4 services. You know what 4 services translate to? No, it's not there. It's there. Everybody knows. You can Google it. It's 4 services. 200,000. He runs 4 services. He's 50,000 seater. And the truth is that they say 50,000 just for the sake of 50,000. They put benches. They are old church benches, they put some along different places. So they are actually 50, people say they are about 55, 52, 55 thereabouts. Every service, and it runs 4. The 100,000 is building now, it's going to be 2 services, you cannot sit 1. It's not 1 service, so it's 2. It's like a bowl, a stadium. When you go to, if you are going to, it's like a bowl, it's round, I've seen it. Where would the people come from? I mean, the idea here is that by reason of use, exercising to greater things, is the same principle. People will look at you and ask you, what are you doing? You will be scared, but you will take the steps. As you begin to take those steps, listen, till you go out, somebody say, if I preach, nobody will answer. Who told you? Let me tell you. Are you here? I'm trying to talk to you. I know, I'm trying to practice an example. I stood in front of the mirror. I'm not telling you guys, God saved me. I stood in front of the mirror and I said, God has called me to reach out to you. And I told myself, even me, I'm not believing myself. I'm just this small guy, final level doctor of optometry student. How would you say to people that God has sent me in front of the mirror to myself? We have locations today. You know what happened? I preached to somebody. The first time, the first service I had when I started off ministry, three people came. Three. I mean, I wrote on biro and paper, the name of the church, time and venue. There was no place, sport complex, under the sun. Said people should come. No venue, as they are there, they should come. I tell people who come, hey, God, what if nobody comes? I said, you said you called me just now, what if nobody comes? Sleep was a very far distant something. You see, if you wake up, Monday will soon reach you. Judgment day has come. And we are preaching, going out, preach, come back, I was waking up 10 to 11, I pray 10 to 11 every day. 10 to 11, wake up, I was praying, I'm believing God. And when three people came, after I preached, they sat on the floor, I preached, and then they left. God, glory to God. I was so excited, as though word has ended. I was joking, we're so excited. And guess what? We began ministry with Monday and Friday. I need to miss church on Sunday. I said, who come on Sunday? Everybody have where they are going on Sunday. So that you can get some people who come Monday and Friday, whatever. Then the Lord said, if you continue like this, you will not go do what I want you to do. Start a Sunday meeting. Who will come to the church on Sunday? Sunday, are you sure? I said, okay. No place to use, you have to use my parlor. So clean up the place, arrange chairs in such a way, and then the way is that the road to my house in GSQ then. In GSQ, the road to my house, the road into GSQ, my house was directly opposite the road, so I could see people coming. So these few people that were coming monitors, I said, listen, this is a church, and we are moving to Sunday service. Hey, some people don't okay, right? It's better I just know where I stand now. But this is what we're doing, we're building, and we're reaching out to the world, and we're going to change lives. Us, like this, standing in the middle of under the sun, change lives. Alright. On Sunday. So on Sunday, I remember I read Joyce Meyer's book, Do It Afraid. I bought out the book. I thought even from that series. I read it again. I covered it. I said, you do it, but you'll be shaking. She said, I placed several hotel rooms waiting when I had a conference, waiting whether people will come. They advertised conference in Colorado. They don't know anybody in Colorado. He doesn't know anybody. But just announced the conference everywhere. So I say, see in the hotel room, say I'll be praying. So I won't go, I won't look. So I'll be praying. Now I'll just come out and see people. Boy, you know what happened? By reason of you, she was having conference around the world. She's not even a part, not the regular church, having conference around the world. How about everybody here? We have Joyce Meyer, you know Joyce Meyer. Listen to me, it's by reason of you. When I did that Sunday, I'll look through the window. I'll pray. I look through the window. I'll pray. 8 o'clock, hey! I say, don't happen. Look through the window. I saw two people coming. Glory to God, I say, yeah. Listen to me. That faith you have. You have faith. It's not as if you don't have faith. The issue is that you're not using your faith. So it's not yielding. So it cannot grow. It's not as though you don't have faith. It's not as if I don't have faith. You have. That seed, you know what you need to do? You need to use it. It's not as if the child does not have legs. He has legs. But you need to begin to use the leg. You have faith. Every one of you here have faith. All you need to do is begin to use that faith and to begin to generate results for you. Amen? Believe God for more money. Believe God for a bigger space. Begin to declare more bigger space, bigger venue, more this thing. Begin to declare money comes to me. More. Don't save 2,000, leave 2,000. You have 2,000 in your bank account. You say 10,000 and stretch your faith. And guess what? Be afraid. It's normal. Scared.
I said, God must come through. If God does not come through for this vision will fail.
At this time, no, it's no longer mental trying to lock self. It's God. If you are comfortable, you're not going to get to your destiny. Any child that is comfortable crawling will never walk. You know what I'm saying? So once I noticed that we are getting comfortable as a ministry, you know what we do? Tell about that, church. We are stressed in all our leaders. All our leaders are in different places. There are two somewhere else. There are some in Igbo. Listen, we are spread thin. We don't even know where the next leadership will come from. We don't even know who will be the next. We are thin. Ogbonwa has two pastors. One of them in the final year. The other one. So, I mean, you can imagine how thin we are. But yet, I'm not saying, let us try to be. When you dig a ditch, God will fill it with water. You know what he said to the guy, to the woman? He said, go borrow empty vessels. As many as you can borrow. Are you still in church? You see, I'm no longer using notes. I'm telling you from my heart. Because this is the real key. With this key, I told you not to miss seven. No doubt, I told you don't miss the next three. This is from my heart. No one leaves all this. We are, this is practice. He said, go and borrow vessels, empty vessels. She collected empty vessels. Abi, let's say she collected 15. She was pouring oil. What was happening? It was flowing. When she got to the last one, was the oil still flowing? The oil was still flowing. But after the last one, did it continue? The oil stopped. If you have borrowed 20, what would have happened? I've continued. It is the exercise of your faith. The more you use it, the more it grows. It is not as if you don't have. You have not made provision for it to burst forth. You are still trying to be comfortable. If you say, give, you say, this 2,000 I have, I can't give you. You will stay there. You will be in that land forever. If you take this 2,000 and give it. God! Where is the God of Elijah? You see what the man said? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Let you come and put it in. Bam! You see 10,000. You say, eh? This is what? Then you go bigger. And that's how you keep sowing. Listen, we're going to see what we're sowing right now. It's reasonable. I mean, claiming the Lord. I know you say, but right now we know we need money. Right now, where we need it? Wrong principle. We need to let it go for it to come. Are you still in church? You begin to release, you need to practice faith. It's not as if you don't have. You need to begin to practice in your faith. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today. Somebody got something today. Something practical. I'm not talking about Greek or Hebrew. I mean, you can know what to do now. Begin to apply your faith. You begin to apply your faith. It's not going to be easy. You know, it's going to be comfortable sitting down here. But I'll come and share. I'll come and share. But when will your faith begin to work? When will you begin to believe God for members? You see. That's what happened to a lot of believers. They never walk. Somebody else's faith is walking, they are standing on it. But you need to get up and begin to walk faith for yourself. You need to learn to begin to put the word of God to test. You take your tithe, listen to me, you take your tithe, 10% of your income. I won't fail to say, 10% of your income. You see 5,000 naira, your tithe is 500 naira. Take that 500 naira and give it. You will not die. What if you won't die? After 1 month, you won't die. You'll still be very much alive. Believe God that He will supply your needs. You get what I'm saying now? Somehow your needs are supplied. Oh, praise the Lord. You know what will happen? You begin to learn to give more. That's what happens to you. That's what happens to us. And the same thing applies to sickness, anything. Pray. Start praying for small things. Start calling for. Let me tell you, I need somebody say, Pastor, I'm in need of, I just need right now, it's not even so heavy. I just need 5,000 naira to pay for doctors. You know what you need to do? Stop rolling around. Father, I lay demands. I need 5,000 naira. Lord, I'm your child. I'm a tithe. I'm a giver. Lord, I call for my 5,000 naira. Wherever that 5,000 naira is, locate me. Whoever have been designed to give to me, let the person not forget. Yes, let the person not forget. Whoever you put in his heart to give me, let nothing hinder the person. Whoever you put in his heart to give me that my 5,000 naira, let no trouble come to his own life. Because someone can come to his own life, who give you? You begin to declare like that. Let me tell you. You just trying to this thing. We have seen it. In money, it will come. From one place and you don't come. Boom. And when you get to heaven, you find that God will tell you that this person have led this on this person have to give you sins. One he doesn't know. When you begin to speak the word and refuse to give up, the king could not sleep.
Are you here? Start touching God for those small, small things. A time will come. You'll be saying, Lord, I believe you for my duplex. I am not lying to you. I'm telling the truth. You'll say, Lord, I believe you for my car. You know what I'm saying? I believe you for my car. You start believing God. I mean, you start crossing them. But you cannot just start from here, from zero, into there. You have to exercise yourself. You have to exercise yourself. Is that practice of exercise that we have been doing? Are you still together? Are we still together? Somebody blessed today? Are you? Do you know what to do now? Are you afraid?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can be afraid, but go ahead and do it. Amen? It's not something for your head to be saying this thing you want. And when the child takes it, he wants to take a step. You know they are scared? They're really scared. They're, but they know they'll fall. They feel falling. The gravity is calling them. They're going to the ground. But they still try. You're going to stand up and try, and you're going to make it. I think you're going to make it to your destiny. You don't have an option. You will make it to your destiny. No obstacle can keep you down. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we together? I want to release you. But I want you to appreciate this thing. I mean, with all my heart, I get this point. When you start carrying weight, those of you that have carried lifted weight before, you know you don't start carrying I don't even know what. You understand? You start carrying the small ones. You say put 10 kg. You carry it. It's easy. Right? Then you now put 20. You say put 20. Oh! You carry it. By the time you come, that 20 will become so easy. You don't stay at that 20. You know what you do? You say add 5 more. Do you understand the principle? By reason of use. You can do anything. The power of God is at work in your life. You can achieve your destiny. You will achieve your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I release you into greater things. By the power of God, you begin to exercise your faith. You begin to exercise your faith. In the name of Jesus, and you are growing strong. I see many of you grow strong. I see many of you take over nations. I see many of you take over nations. In the name of Jesus, I see you buy up companies. In the name of Jesus, I see you fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus, by faith you enter into your destiny. In the name of Jesus, exercise your faith now. Exercise your faith now. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Move forward. Become great. Excel in your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you.